With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. While over half of Montana's population is considered rural, about 40% of the state's primary health care providers are based in just three cities. That means many people don't get the care they need or have to travel long distances to find it. A new program aims to change this by giving nurses additional education specific to working in rural communities. Sarah Nordland grew up on a ranch in northeast Montana. She says she had an interest in healthcare from a young age and became a certified nurse's aide when she was 15. When she received some scholarships from Garfield County, Nordland says she knew she would return.
Felt like it was a little bit of my responsibility to give back to the community.
Nordland is now the director of nursing at the Garfield County Health Center in Jordan.
Our county is similar to the state of Connecticut in size. So some people have to drive a half hour even to get to our facility, and then we're 83 miles from the nearest higher level of care.
She says she likes working in a rural community, but it does require some special skills, resourcefulness, and an eagerness to learn. Often, a nurse will be in charge of covering the ER.
If you go to the emergency room in Billings or Great Falls or any of those places, they have somebody that comes in and does your lab, does your x-ray, mixes your drugs and brings them to you. And out here, we do all of that on our own.
To help fill a healthcare gap in Jordan, Nordland is working towards becoming a nurse practitioner through Montana State University. Her degree will allow her to diagnose patients, write prescriptions, and do a lot of the same things that doctors do. The Doctor of Nursing Practice is a rigorous three-year program. But this fall, students like Nordland will have an opportunity to get even more training that's geared towards rural Montana. The new Rural Ready Nurse Practitioner program trains students on suicide prevention and advanced life and trauma support. People accepted into the program will get mentorship at rural healthcare facilities and learn how to use tools like telehealth to consult with remote healthcare specialists. The 20 doctoral students selected for Rural Ready will also be eligible to receive up to $17,500 per year to help pay for tuition, textbooks, and travel.
Lots of times people assume that, oh, you know, I can't move, so I can't go to school. But we've really tried to make an effort of letting them know that doesn't have to be the case.
That's Stacy Stelflug, an assistant professor of nursing at MSU and the director of Rural Ready. She says most of the coursework is online, which works well for people who live in rural communities and may have work and family obligations. MSU offers the cooperative WWAMI Medical Education Program in partnership with the University of Washington School of Medicine. Still, Stelflug says a lot of doctors and specialists come from out of state. Many of them have trouble adjusting to life in a small town and move on after a few years. As someone who grew up in Glasgow, she says she knows firsthand what kind of impact this can have.
They show up, they're there for a couple years, and then they leave. And that's really hard on families that live in rural communities. I know it was hard on my family as well to sort of have that rotating door of providers and never really get that one that, you know, was just basically a part of your family.
About 80% of the graduates from MSU's Doctor of Nursing Practice stay in the state as nurse practitioners. With the new Rural Ready program, Stelflug is hopeful more of them will continue to put down roots in communities where they are needed most. She and her colleagues are currently in the process of reviewing the Rural Ready applications for this fall's class. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.